Muy buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Son las 8 y 2 minutitos aquí. Y como siempre decimos adiós al gran DJ Gutiérrez, que volverá con voz, supongo, el sábado que viene. Ya es hora de encender las luces, entrar en el foro musical de Mr. Q. As always, with you till 9 o'clock here. It's all about rock and roll, 107.5 FM. Sad day today, sad night last night. We probably had the worst night in many years. Friday, 13th of November, el viernes 13 de noviembre, a recordarnos. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do long, long. Do it good. All right. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself.
Express yourself.
Express yourself here, 107.5 FM, Charles Wright.
Express yourself.
And we are tuned in to Edith Piaf, Non, je ne regrette rien.
I'll do it.
And dedication to all those who suffered last night in Paris, in France, and in fact, all over the world.
Y'all do it.
Our thoughts go out with all the people in the Bataclan. In the 10th and 11th districts of Paris, and also in just outside the Stade de France. But also our thoughts to all the people who suffer from attacks around the world. Let's not forget, these bombs and these idiots are everywhere. Express Yourself, 1970s single by Charles Wright and the Watts, 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Released 1970 as the title song of their 1970 album Express Yourself.
Do it!
And their signature song, it reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. And that's what we've all got to do, express ourselves. Say what you feel. Until 9 o'clock tonight, hasta las 9, en dedicatoria a todos los que sufren de los ataques de unos locos del mundo entero. Je suis Paris.
Yo, big up out of the dancehall show, are you?
Yes, born 19 March 1916 in Sao Paulo in Brazil. Brazilian jazz pianist, singer, arranger and songwriter. And actually a cover version of a song written by the Latin jazz and mambo musician Tito Puente in 1963. But a song we all know by, popularized by Santana. His rendition of the song in 1970 on their album Abraxas.
Oh,
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Going from one great jazz artist, Eliane Elias, the Brazilian lovely lady, to a lovely jazz artist, American this time, Mary Lou Williams. Born Mary Elfrieda Scruggs in 1910 and passed away in 1981. American jazz pianist, composer and arranger. She wrote hundreds of compositions and arrangements and recorded more than 100 records, 78, 45s, and all these LP versions. She also arranged for such band leaders as Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman. And she was a friend, mentor, and teacher to the Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, Miles Davies, Tad Dameron, Dizzy Gillespie, and many more. Mary Lou Williams, Pussy in the Well. Las 8 y cuarto aquí, seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q, dedicado a todos los ataques del mundo entero. Y aquí con vosotros, la paz tiene que reinar. 107.5 FM.
Move on up.
Union here, 107.5 FM, moving up. Curtis Mayfield. His 1970 debut album, Curtis. Actually, nearly 9 minutes long in its album version. And released as a single in the United States on Custom Records 1974. Actually failed to chart, but an edited version of the song spent 10 weeks in the top 50 in the UK's singles chart, and obviously became a great soul music classic of the years. Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. Bringing the tempo up to bring the spirits up here from 107.5 FM, El Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Animar los espíritus un poco. Se necesita, se requiere. Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up to the Temprees.
I'm away from you.
An American soul vocal trio from Memphis, Tennessee, most popular during the 1970s.
I know it's hard.
And the band released several albums on We Produce Records, an offshoot of Stax Records in 1972. They performed in front of more than 100,000 fans at the famous Watt Stax Festival in L.A. Dedicated to the one I love. City of Mr. Q here. Tuning in to the Temprees, 1970s soul band. And the band actually reunited in the 1990s and released a fourth original album on the small Memphis label High Stax in 2000 called Because We Love You. And produced by the group, lead singer Jasper Jabbo Phillips passed away 21st of February 2001. Jabbo was replaced by Def's brother Jerry J.C. Calvin. And the Temprees rendition of Dedicated to the One I Love was one of the 50 songs featured in the double album box set Stax 50th Anniversary Celebration in 2007. And this song was the group's biggest seller, reaching number 17 R&B and number 93 in the pop singles 1972. Son las 8 y media aquí, seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q, sábado 14 de noviembre del 2015. Yes, it's 8:30 here, also 3 media, una horita menos en Canarias. Seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Hasta las 9 con vosotros. But unfortunately, we're also here to mention what happened last night at the scenes in Paris, especially the Bataclan Club. Attacks occurred at one of Paris's most legendary clubs. Well, before it was the site of the worst massacre in rock history, the Bataclan was more than just a 1,500-seat theatre in Paris. It was one of the city's most legendary clubs. Yes, in 2011, singer Raphael Sadiq told Rolling Stone magazine it was his favourite small venue in the world. Well, the Bataclan has seen people like Prince jam for hours and hours on Led Zeppelin and Santana covers. And also the late Jeff Buckley bravely covered Edith Piaf in front of a discerning French crowd. Lou Reed and John Cale also mend fences after Cale's departure from the Velvet Underground. And Roseanne Cash, who played the Bataclan in 1990, said it was one of the great European traditions of funky music halls, tucked away in the city's 11th arrondissement, north and east of the major tourist thoroughfares. Opened in 1864, sí, en 1864, el año que abrió el Club Bataclan en París. It was originally called the Grand Café Chinois in honor of architect Charles Duval's design. A multicolored imitation pagoda that topped off the building and eventually renamed after the French Operetta Bataclan. The space presented the famous singer Piaf in some of her earliest performances. Well, the venue started booking rock stars in the early 70s, and in 1972, what was intended to be a Cale solo gig turned into a Velvet Underground reunion when Cale invited Reed and Nico to join him for unplugged but thrilling versions of Heroin, the Black Angels' Death Song, and Femme Fatale. 1973, also Genesis show during the Peter Gabriel era, and that was filmed and broadcast. More about the Bataclan in a few seconds. 8:34 here in the Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Four Tops, Baby, I Need Your Loving. Well, in early 1995, Jeff Buckley, on a European tour promoting his debut album, Grace, was being considered for a slot at a French festival. And with the promoters in attendance, he played the Bataclan, thrilling the audience with note-perfect versions of Piaf's Je n'en connais pas la fin. And also Hymne à l'amour. He got the festival gig, obviously. Four songs from that show were released in a live EP, Live from the Bataclan, Jeff Buckley, 1995. And after the end of a set there in 2002, Prince also returned to the stage for a Herculean 2.5 hour encore, where he jammed on instrumentals as well as versions of Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin, Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine, and his own All the Critics Love You in Paris. The show has become a much bootlegged favorite of Prince devotees. When it wasn't presenting dance nights of DJs, that's when Mr. Q was there in the 80s, the Bataclan was still hosting major acts in the last decade, The Roots, Kendrick Lamar, The Killers, Bastille, David Byrne, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. Among many, many performed at the venue, Death Club for Cutie and 30 Seconds to Mars played the venue this year. And also the Deftones and Gary Clark Jr. have been on there to perform in the days after. Well, Cash was hoping to return there when she tours Europe next summer. And she says that when I heard what happened, my heart was in my gut. So it's completely dispiriting and inconceivable. People were going there to hear music and they just got shot and killed. Well, it's a bit of history about the Bataclan, historic venue, hosting famous performances by Prince, Velvet Underground, Jeff Buckley and many, many more, opened in 1884. Also today, what happened is hundreds of mourners gathered outside Paris's Bataclan venue, where a terror attack at the Eagles of Death Metal show resulted in death of 118 people there. An unknown musician set up a grand piano outside the concert hall and delivered a poignant instrumental take on John Lennon's Imagine. A peace sign adorned the musician's piano. In total, 127 people have lost their lives so far following last night's attacks in Paris. Las 8:38 aquí, seguimos una horita menos en Canarias ya en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Seguimos con las informaciones de lo que tenía que haber pasado en el mundo de la música. We continue with musical information. The Foo Fighters also cancelled their European tour following Paris's terror attacks. They've cancelled the remainder of their European tour in the wake of the terror attack in Paris last night that claimed the lives of 127 people. Foo Fighters' long trek in support of Sonic Highways had four European dates left on it, including a pair of gigs in France, a November 16th performance at Paris's Accor Hotels Arena, and also a concert the following night at Lyon's Hall Tony Garnier. As a result of the cancellation, Foo Fighters' show in Turin, Italy tonight, as well as their legendary concert in Barcelona, Spain, on the 19th of November, were also nixed, i.e. out of the way. Y hasta los Foo Fighters no vienen a Barcelona, han tenido que anular su gira. Les quedaban un par de conciertitos en Italia, en Barcelona, España y dos en Francia, y ya está anulado. Well, the terror attacks in Paris similarly forced U2 to also postpone their scheduled Saturday concert at the French capital's Bercy Arena tonight. A performance that was earmarked to be filmed for an upcoming HBO special And says Bono, we watched in disbelief and shock at the unfolding events in Paris, and our hearts go out to all the victims and the families across the city.
We were always hand in hand.
We are devastated at the loss of life at the Eagles of Death metal concert, and our thoughts and prayers are with the band and their fans. And we also hope and pray that all of our fans in Paris are safe. And that comes from you too. Well, needless to say, our hearts go out to all the people who are suffering in the world. And that includes the bombings that go on also in Libya, in Syria, and all the other countries around the world that are suffering today at the hands of lunatics. Talking about the Bataclan last night, where the Eagles of Death Metal were playing. According to the French group Red Lemons, they posted on Facebook that the members of Eagles of Death Metal were safe and not hostages. They added Michael Ross, Eric McFadden, that were with their mates Jesse Hughes, and the other musicians outside. They're safe too. They took a taxi for a cab. So at least the musicians are safe. Well, the Eagles of Death Metal were reportedly on stage when attackers burst into the venue and opened fire on the audience. At least 15 people have died in the club from last night, but in fact it's 118 people. Y seguimos aquí, son las casi 9 menos cuarto aquí en 107.5 FM, el foro musical de Mr. Q en Radio Enlace. Seguimos con los Funk Brothers, Reach Out, I'll Be There, only with you, 107.5 FM, all the way from Madrid, España. Listening to their backing track is actually because the Funk Brothers were or was the nickname of Detroit-based session musicians who performed the backing to most Motown recordings from 1959 until the company moved to LA in 1972. And considered one of the most successful groups of studio musicians in music history, the Funk Brothers played with Motown hits such as My Girl, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Baby Love, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, The Tears of a Clown, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and Heatwave, amongst many, many others. Well, the role of the Funk Brothers is described by Paul Justman's 2002 documentary film Standing in the Shadows of Motown, based on Alan Slutsky's book of the same name. The opening titles claim that the Funk Brothers have played on more number one hits than the Beatles, Elvis Presley and the Rolling Stones and the Beach Boys all combined. I bet you didn't know that one. Well, in 2008, surviving members recorded Live in Orlando, an album and video. And they were given Lifetime Achievement Awards in 2004, received three Grammy Awards, also for Best Traditional R&B Performance in 2002, and Best Compilation Soundtrack for Motion Picture Television and Other Visual Media for Standing in the Shadows of Motown in 2002. That's the Funk Brothers.
¿Si te gusta Mr. Q? Si me gusta Mr. Q.
I love you. This old heart, darling, is weak for you. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I Love You, the Isley Brothers. Yes, the only group in history to continue making the contemporary pop and R&B charts 4 decades after their very first recording. The Isley Brothers are a musical institution with unmistakable sound, and they've been their major influence for countless superstars in the 80s and 90s. And over the last decade, the group's music have been sampled by everyone from Ice Cube to Boss, so the compositions have been pop and R&B standards, and recordings by artists as diverse as Whitney Houston, the Doobie Brothers, and Rod Stewart, amongst many more. Isley Brothers Motown, This Old Heart of Mine.
Hurting me more
J.P. Dupp double feature is now playing on screen 6, rated R. Please note there will only be a short break in between each feature.
Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Yeah, I've been so blue and lonely. I've cried both night and day. But I'm begging you just one more time to come back if you don't stay. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Yeah, I know you know I love you, and yet you broke my heart in two. But it's because I love you that I don't care what you do. Get on the right track, baby. You better come on now. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Come back home and give my poor heart ease. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah. Come on home and treat me
well. Charles, Ray Charles, Get on the Right Track, Baby. Yes, from Atlantic Records, 1958, from the Yes Indeed album. Seguimos aquí, son las 8:54 minutitos aquí entre vosotros, los oyentes, y esto para París, sous le ciel de Paris. Leave you in love ya, till next Saturday. Je vous laisse avec cette belle chanson de Zaz et Pablo Alborán.
Amantes que van mostrando su aire feliz.
Sous le pont de Bercy, un philosophe assis, deux musiciens, quelques badauds, puis des gens par milliers.
Bajo el cielo de París canta el amanecer. La eterna canción de amor de esta vieja.
Près de Notre-Dame, parfois couvre un drame, rhume et sa paname, tout peut s'arranger.
Quelques rayons du ciel d'été, l'accordéon d'un marinier laisse pas fleurir au ciel de Paris.
Sous le ciel de chars et les gueux.
Sous le ciel de Paris, les oiseaux du bon Dieu viennent du monde entier pour bavarder entre eux.
Et le ciel de Paris a son secret pour lui. Depuis un siècle, il est épris de prix de Saint-Louis.
Elle lui sourit, il me sourit.
musical de Mr. Q, 107.5 FM. Os digo adiós, os quiero, leave your love you, in memory of all those who suffer around the world. 107.5 FM.